What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, yeah. She's gonna get all up in
I just need to get in the mood.
Feels so good.
Guys. I'm so glad it's not Ari anymore.
I am really glad it's not Ari. Are you kidding me? The most boring man alive.
He was affable. He was super affable, but such a dude.
Yeah, and also he's getting married, but not on TV. He said
because everybody hates them. Welcome to William Stephens Rose. My name is Arden Marine. We are in season, guys. We are in season. Joining me is a woman who is part, she's a human female. She is part of a dinner club that I have once a month called the Cone Club.
Cone Club.
Such a pro. The Cone Club, it's me and this mystery lady and Brian Safi, and we have dinner once a month. It's going to take place tomorrow night.
It's going well.
So far.
Consistent.
It is. You know what? We're all reliable. We're all like,
yes.
You'd think for like little clowns, we're actually very reliable clowns.
It's true.
Our clowning school, it's like, you better be on time and you better have brought your balls and your fake noses. And by that, I mean, it's only men invited. Just kidding. Okay, so we have with us a woman who's done this podcast many times who delights me. You might know her. I have to say, you are so wonderful this season on Crashing.
Thank you.
You might know her from Orange is the New Black. You might know her from her, like her 18,000 podcast. Miss Lauren Lapkus.
Hello.
I just did Raised by TV with you.
Oh my God, it was so fun live in Austin.
I had a great time.
We had the best time. Gabrus and I were just talking about it and how like you're the ideal guest because you have tons to say.
Oh my God, I had so much. I'll come do any era with you.
Oh yeah.
I'll come do any era with you.
Okay.
If you guys haven't heard her podcast, Raised by TV is on Earwolf. It's fantastic. People,
thank you.
You get to talk about basically if you were like me and you didn't have a babysitter that you just plunked you in front of the television, it's stuff like that.
Yeah, so we just like deep dive on the 80s and 90s and sometimes 70s TV and commercials and stupid shit we remember and childhood. And sometimes we have guests on and they tell us all about their childhoods.
You had,
really,
I think, one of the cutest photos I've ever seen on Instagram recently was you went to a reproduction of. Well, you can tell everybody what.
Wait, what are you thinking of?
It was when you went, when they built the diner.
Oh, yeah, Saved by the Max.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about my lame childhood photo that I posted with the Writer Strong episode. So that's what I was,
okay,
thought
okay,
you were going,
okay.
So I got totally confused. Saved by the Max is a pop-up in LA that is Saved by the Bell. It's the Max.
Is
it's
it just, still up?
Yes, and they're actually extending
go.
It. They're extending it, and I bet you could get in because they're kind of doing special reservations and stuff.
Okay, all right.
I'll put in a good
okay,
word for you.
That would be so exciting.
It's the coolest place ever. It's like down to the little teeny little details are all spot on. It's so fun.
That this is going to sound so gross. I got to be on an episode of Friends, and like,
what?
Why Wait, was which I was the last?
Why do we not talk about that on Raised by TV?
It was the last season. I did the episode. I played the maid that stole Monica's
jeans.
Yes,
Jean. Wait, I remember that.
Oh my god, that was on. So it was like me and Sean Penn. We filmed it right after 9/11. So we had to do like
hot buzzwords happening.
Wait a minute. What was that drill? What was the thing that the white powder that people kept sending to?
Oh, anthrax.
Anthrax. We had to do anthrax drills at Warner Brothers. It was like me and Sean Penn doing anthrax drills. And I remember being backstage, but it was literally their, like, I think they were like their fifth to last episode. I was their 800th guest star.
Sure.
And it's me and Sean Penn. Who are you going to talk to if you're a friend?
Yeah, right. Matthew Perry, you alone?
Matthew Perry was nice to me, but Sean Penn was like terrified behind the screen. But it was the reason I bring it up was because I was such a fan of that show, to actually walk into Monica's apartment and be on the set of like, holy shit. And like, I got to like climb around their counters. I was like, I'm in their fucking
apartment. So weird. I feel
it was
that like,
so weird.
I did some episodes of The Big Bang Theory and it felt, I had the same feeling of
it's
being
weird.
Like, I'm in it now. I'm in the show. I'm in their apartment. It's like very hard to wrap your head around because that doesn't happen in life that you watch something and you're in the thing.
It's as if you got to enter TV.
Yeah, very, very weird.
Okay, to my right is a woman who just delights me, who I feel I already felt close to because we text so late, so many nights a week. But I can't even, there we go. but I just went through 26 hours, 16 episodes of Bachelor in Paradise Australia with her.
Oh my God.
And it was such a wonderful thing. I feel so close to you right now. Miss Anna Hosnick!
I went to your guys' live Raised by TV in Austin.
Oh, awesome.
I sat in the crowd.
Oh, wow.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I did. I was everywhere. I'd be like, you know, I'm actually friends with Arden.
Oh,
I didn't talk to anyone. I kept to myself.
Oh, my God. We had such a good time.
It was a great episode. Fun. I enjoyed myself.
Oh, thank you.
And a woman who I was worried about this week. I was worried about her because fans kept tweeting us, and I'm glad it was addressed on our television, but we all know that Katie loves Colton. And the fans got very sassy of like, Katie Shannon loved Colton. He dated Tia. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. But I just know that all I know is Colton has a dog and Colton works with kids and like has a charity event.
Really?
Oh, well, but now, but yeah,
he's
but now,
so hot.
But now, and Katie's in love with Colton, and I got worried about you because he might be a piece of shit. But we'll
no,
get to that.
Might
no,
be.
No, we'll get to that. We'll get
I
to
don't
that.
Think so. I'm gonna.
We'll get to that.
Paul, on the show.
Literally guarantee he sucks.
Okay, Paul, please.
I still
and part of it is
because
he was like, I shouldn't have went here. And I was like, you're out.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have went here.
The grammar is so all over. I shouldn't have went here. Ingenuity.
There's so much going wrong in this season.
Overall, before we get going, because that's a big one that we're going to get to. That's a big one. We have a big stop on the train. We have a big Colton stop on the train. Before we get started, how are you feeling overall about this season, about Becca as a bachelorette? Talk to me, Lauren.
Okay, here's the thing. I was pretty disappointed that she was made the bachelorette.
Okay.
Partly because I think it's really, really unhealthy.
Okay.
She just was engaged. Mm-hmm. I mean, on TV, she did all of this months ago. And then within months, she's trying to get engaged again. Yeah. It's too much. It's too fast. It's too much on TV. There's too much. That's not. First of all, those engagements never work anyway. So it's like, you just got fucked by the system. You're going to do it again? I don't really like that.
You know what? That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I was just right on board. Like, all right, here we go.
Let's do the damn thing.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about... We didn't talk about that last week, Anna. Let's do the damn thing. It's like nobody in America thinks of that as a catchphrase, and they are just shoving it. It's like
they
it's
really
not-
are. I'm like, oh, I don't need her to have a catchphrase. I just want to see people talk to each other, get to know each other, and date. I don't need one of them to have a catchphrase.
Yeah.
I don't need them to be a sitcom character.
If it's a catchphrase, I want it to be like, giddy up!
Or waboom.
Yeah, oh, my God, waboom. I'm so glad he's not there this week.
Me too.
We don't have a waboom. We have some other characters, but we don't have a waboom.
I don't know if she's going to find love out of this crew.
She says it herself a lot as well.
Yeah, she feels kind of hopeless.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would too with all the options and what you're just coming out of. It's all so bad. But like, I don't know. I feel like they're not connecting with her in a real way yet. It's really, really superficial so far.
She loves a jock. She loves a wide smile. There's a lot of wide smiling jocks.
Yeah.
The date, her first date, who was lovely, that guy, and then the demon who got the front runner rose last week, they all have a wide smile.
Yeah, it's true.
Katie, what do you have to say?
Well, I was going to say, I think there's one guy.
Who?
Blake.
Yeah, he was.
But wait, which one's Blake?
He was the one on one.
The demolition.
We're not there yet.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to it. I agree.
I think Blake.
I have a hard time with names at this stage.
We all do. That's why I have the computer. I actually have to bring it up.
Oh, wait. Yeah, show me the picture.
Because I don't know who's who. I've been painting. Here's the thing, guys. There's a reason they have professionals. I got cheap. I bought a house. I was like, I'm too cheap to put up wallpaper. I'm going to stencil it. So I bought a stencil on Etsy. I tried to get a profesh to do it. They wanted $1,300. So I'm doing it not quite precise, but I might be ruining my walls, guys.
Well, it could be really cute if it's not precise. And also, you could always paint over it.
That's the thing.
So it's like, that's not that big of a deal.
My mom, Janet Marine of Little Compton Real Estate, for all your summer rental needs, she talked me into it. She texted me. She goes, Arden, idiots across America are stenciling pineapples on everything. You can fucking do this. Yeah, which I appreciate.
She just has to look good from the peripherals. No one's really staring at your walls.
You know what? If they're looking at it that much, then they're dead. Okay, here we go. Look at all these wide smiles.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I am the worst.
Chris Harrison.
Chris Harrison.
Okay. I'm still waiting for the Chris Harrison season. I will say it forever.
Alex, all right, Blake, they all have a wide smile.
Will you tilt the screen?
Yeah. Here you go. You can even have at it.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. We're starting out. She's biking around Venice. We're in Los Angeles. It's not even close to Hidden Hills where she's staying. But
she biked all the way from Venice up to the
She was like,
valley.
Get me out. Can we just discuss the fact that the mansion is looking real run down? Like, they had shots of the guys like standing on the balcony. I was like, they didn't even patch the paint.
It's also weird that it's not a new mansion every once in a while. Like, it's weird that it is just one place. That seems gross to me.
I like that they staged it last time.
Oh, that's funny.
I did enjoy that. As much as I didn't enjoy, I felt like Rachel hogged all the airtime last week.
Yeah, I know.
So now I'm distracted. Now I can't talk to you.
Why? Wait, because of what?
Because of that. The guys.
I know,
the guys.
Because I'm distracted. Yeah, I know. I'm looking at all these guys. Oh, there's a lot of wide eyes. Okay, wait. Look at the how. Everyone looks how they look and everyone's great. But with these two guys next to each other, his eyes are so wide and his eyes are so close together.
Garrett and Jake.
Yes.
So many. I like that you knew that.
Because I've looked at those two together.
It's like a joke. Like they went like, here's what your eyes could look like. Here's also what they could look like. And then here's a normal.
Yeah. Garrett has shark eyes.
Yeah.
And
his eyes are on both sides of his head. He can get you from any side.
Because we know he's not a good guy. He's a bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. So there she's biking to Venice. She's like, I just need to chill out. They're really trying to play out like, hey, I just need to take it easy. Who cares that I just got royally screwed over?
No. And I also was like, that's not her bike. That's not where she lives. I was just like, what is this? Like, yeah, I'm just chilling. It was driving me crazy. I hate when they try to make it look so natural.
It was because also we know that she's staying about like an hour and 40 minute car ride from where she was chilling.
Why is
chilling.
She in Venice?
I think they just wanted to make it look cool and make her look carefree. Like,
well, where
guys,
does she live, though? Because does she live
Minnesota.
In Venice?
She lives in Minnesota.
Oh, for some reason, I thought they were saying her like apartment that she was staying in was in Venice or something.
No, the taxidermist lived in Venice.
Oh, wow.
But
where do they stay? They stay in a hotel, right?
They stay. There's like, I think it's like a Four Seasons that has like little huts that are at, it's deep in Calabasas. There's a Four Seasons.
Oh, my God.
I know because I did a suburgatory episode at it where I played the waitress guy. Pretty big deal. And so they, it's like a country club, like golf club Four Seasons. It's not that popular. And so I'm going to guess it's probably cheaper than like your average Four Seasons.
I mean, that would suck though.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it'd be cool for like a month.
Yeah.
But I mean, then you'd start to go a little stir crazy. You're by yourself. You don't have your phone or anything. It's
oh
like,
yeah. Yeah.
No.
So then the mansion's looking crumbly. She loves a wide-smiled frat boy. She decides to take her first group to Saddleback Ranch. And she's like, it's a clothing date. I got spoiled on my first one. Here's a rack of tuxedos. And then she's like, we're not going to stay clean. It was another fucking... they're never popular. The obstacle race, you guys.
I hate that. I was getting really mad because I was like... This proves nothing about who you will like.
It's
like,
it's,
even if they cheat or they don't cheat or they're really strong or whatever, it's like none of that does anything for me in terms of someone I'm going to marry. I would want to talk to these people.
Yeah.
We get nothing from this experience.
It was like the same one they did last year, but like the guys last year got like Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, and they got like Rachel and Brian.
I know. I was like, why are they here? I forgot they were even together.
It's, to me, it reminds me also when I see Rachel and Brian, I'm like, oh my God. There's been two couples that just came out in a row that no one's excited about.
You're like, oh, it's Rachel.
Yeah, because like you should have picked Peter.
Didn't Rachel at one point go like, and you have to be over your ex. Are you over your ex, Becca? And she's like, yup. It felt so like, okay, so you clearly still have some issues.
She's not over him. She just got dumped on TV.
Yeah.
She's not. There's no chance she's over that.
No, and I don't think Rachel's over Peter because she's still bringing it up. And like Brian even did a thing. I was like, you better be over your ex, referencing, he goes, oh, the other guy. It's like, guys,
I thought he was talking about Ari.
I think if you watch back, it was a slight thing of like, there's the other guy, you better make sure he's out of your system.
Yeah. I did not pick up on that.
I wish we could watch this with like a behavioral therapist.
Yeah. That would be so just in the corner as a little pop-up. Yeah. So this is really unhealthy what's happening.
She's
here.
Deflecting.
Oh my God, you're absolutely
That's
right.
That's like a really good idea.
That is a really good idea.
Hey, if there's any behavioral therapists that like, or analysts that listen, can you please hit us up.
Yeah, rosepodcast@gmail.com.
What's going on with these people?
So then they do, but it's funny, like these things are always so 1950s. Like last year it was like vacuuming and swaddling the baby. This year it's the ball and chain and cold feet.
Yeah. I know, and then the guys keep being like, this is what a marriage is like. You know, you start with a ball and chain, you're trying to get to the hard part, and then you climb to the end and you kiss her. And
oh my God.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And this is where
we never had a girlfriend.
This is where we learned that our Lincoln log,
I remembered Lincoln Log. I forgot completely.
Of
and then last night I was like, oh, he's the one who shits in the office.
You know what? Watching last night's episode, I was like, he does shit. Like,
he is not British. He's simply not British.
Oh my God. Where do you think he's from?
Anywhere. It was just like his accent is not consistent. And then like it would be like weird British sometimes. I just don't think he is.
My friend said the exact same thing.
Wow.
She was like, his accent doesn't sound real.
Yes.
What? Are you serious? I'm not super.
I think they say he's Nigerian,
but it doesn't make it clear when he came to America and how he would have gotten that accent.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Unless he lived in like a
Nigerian
British city in Nigeria. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
We'd have to look into
that.
If anybody knows of a Nigerian accent, will you please email us and let us know if this is what you sound like if you've moved from Nigeria to the United States? Is this what you sound like?
I don't know if you would sound British, though.
I know. Well, I thought he was saying he was British, so now I'm even more confused. I don't
know. Maybe he lived in England for a bit?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking. Maybe
someone made a comment like that on the show. One of the guys was like,
well, the model.
How long do you stay in Europe before you start to talk like that? I was like, shut up. I hate that guy so much.
Okay, wait. I love him.
Wait,
I love him.
Jordan.
I love Jordan. Oh, okay. I love Jordan. He's my favorite contestant ever. He's my baby. He's my boo.
I'm a Wilhelmina
model.
I was like, shut up.
I love Jordan. So I'm praising the heavens for Jordan.
Here's what I need to say about Jordan.
Wait.
Okay, wait.
We got to go for Lincoln Logs. Watching Lincoln, I actually thought he's crazy enough to shit on the floor.
I know. The way he literally had tears streaming down his face about a Xerox fucking picture that got wet where they will give you another one.
Cheated.
Like,
cheated.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the thing. They start here. If you're just a listener, they do this thing where they have to do like the ball and chain and da-da-da-da-da. And like, then they have to ice themselves with a little sand, like the sands of time.
They get into like a garbage can full of water and they have to like flip a sink.
I also love how the football player was like,
Clay was like,
Lori texted me that Clay is the only, like, one of the only legitimate athletes they've ever had on.
Yeah, because he's still playing.
Yeah, he's like a good athlete.
Not good at chatting, though.
When did they film this?
Probably like early, just
probably February,
ago.
March.
Oh, okay. Then he, because whatever team he was on probably didn't make it to the playoffs.
Yeah,
okay,
March
would have been done. We were trying to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. So Clay just was like a cool cucumber, and Lincoln Logs cheated and then shoved somebody and was so cray. And then they had to get like the ring out of the cake and not use your hands. And Rachel goes, because if you're good with your hand, it's, if you thought you were good with your hands, because it's what that mouth do. And I just like, oh my God, I don't want to think about Brian going down like, on
Brian
you.
Brian eats your cake pussy?
I got the ring.
Oh like, my God, give me the
disgusting.
Ring.
Disgusting.
It was offensive. All of it was very offensive.
It was very,
the whole
way
ball
too
and
sexual.
Chain thing, I was also like, fuck off.
It's
very stupid. I'm like, okay. Like, yeah, you're trying to marry her and you're going to be thinking she's a fucking drag immediately. Yeah. Like, this is so crazy.
They do this every year. Yeah. It's like, get the hair clog out of the sink, guys, because the ladies,
oh, we can't figure it
their
out.
Extensions are going to fall in.
I'm so humiliated by all that we do.
I know. So then they show up. They've got a cocktail party. Lincoln wins. They get a photo where they're like, it actually was a cute photo. She's very photogenic.
Yeah.
He looks cute in it. He looks cute. So she shows up. She's got a sexy little red jumpsuit on. She's
oh, that was her. A very, very sexy outfit.
She looks good. Yeah. She's like, I think they're styling her well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her outfits are killing
and they're
it.
Unique. Like, it wasn't just a boring gown.
And I feel like they sexed her up because I felt like on Ari's season, she was a little more Minnesota. And I feel like she's still herself, but she's been put through the TV machine.
Well, yeah, because she was only bringing her own stuff at that point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the stylist got it. Good call. Mm-hmm. You smart.
I don't have that. Well, you want me to start thinking about the show? I'm going to think about the show.
But they did a good job with her. I feel like they got her right. That was a good jumpsuit. So then they get, she goes over and she get, okay, here we go. She gives Lincoln the wedding photo in a frame and he pulls her in for the grossest. Let's talk about that.
Oh
kiss.
My God.
There hasn't been a good
kiss. Oh my God.
Yet.
I was
disturbed.
God, that kiss,
so
I was
upset.
Like screaming. It was, Anna, what did you think of that kiss?
I can't stand Lincoln. I don't even, I just can't.
What do you think about Lincoln?
I think he's potentially like a sociopath on some level because of that weird like me and my future husband.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, you need to chill.
It was really weird. And then the tears felt really manufactured because it's like, if, and if they're not, then
baby.
I don't know what to do with you.
He was such, so he brings this, he's got this picture after he has the world's grossest kiss and he brings it back and he puts it in the middle of these guys and there's like really a big tool about it. No, the guy shouldn't have thrown it in the pool, but they did say like, hey man.
Also, that guy could not have said the word dangle more.
Oh my God, dangle.
Who was saying that, Jordan?
Connor.
Oh,
Connor. He kept going, dangling. He kept dangling in front of us. He's fucking, I kept calling him Lieutenant Dangle.
Lieutenant Dangle. Yeah, they kept putting it like, so they're like, can
dangle
you move it?
In front of me.
He did ask him like 10 times and Lincoln was crazy. He kept kissing the photo.
Yeah, it was just, he cared way too much about the picture. And then when it was gone, he was like, you don't understand because I literally had a photo of my woman with me and I was wearing a muddy tux. And I was like, what are you? Listen to yourself. That doesn't matter. You experienced it. It's going to be on TV. You can get a picture again. Like, it's all just so stupid. He had it for an hour anyway. It's like, what are you really?
And then he cried.
And he was
and then
sobbing.
Sobbing. I mean, and then tattled. And then tattled.
Yeah, he definitely
there's
shits.
Too much of that stuff going on this
the
season
tattle.
Already.
Well, yeah, Chris. When Chris was like, he's not here for the right reasons.
Yeah.
No one's here for the right reasons, man.
Don't talk to her about that stuff.
No.
And actually, that's what your guy did wrong, too. What's his name? Connor?
Colton.
Or Colton. He shouldn't have told her the Tia stuff yet, in my opinion. I think he should have gotten to know her and see if there was a connection. And then if he really felt that, be like, hey, I wanted to tell you this before, but I don't want you to like only think of me being this Tia person.
But I think if we think about the time, well, okay, let's talk about it. Here's the thing. I think if this might have been like February.
Like he just,
I think because he goes,
Tia.
I think he just boned Tia.
Well, he didn't bone, apparently.
Well,
real,
whatever.
He's supposed to be a virgin.
He just 69.
He said he's
Tia.
A virgin?
Yeah. Last
oh,
week.
Yeah.
Well, no, in the, preview.
He talks about being a virgin, which how can you look like that and be a virgin?
I
don't
know it. What if they just edited out him saying, born again?
Oh, yeah. They might have.
He's like, I'm erasing Tia. On the
they
virgin
might
note.
Have. Because there's been born again virgins on this show.
Sean.
Sean was? Oh, yeah.
Sean.
Yeah. And then they're bringing Tia onto the show,
which
I was like,
is so good.
You're shady as fuck. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like, so apparently, because I host a bachelorette show, people, so allegedly, he slid into her DM, Tia's DMs. No, again, this is all hearsay. This is all probably like Life and Style magazine. Mm-hmm. But like, he slid into her DMs. He paid to fly her
what?
To Colorado for a weekend.
Colton, pay to fly me somewhere.
I think, oh, yay. Katie's available. Katie's, we don't care.
Not available. Then.
Fly me
do
somewhere
it
and don't be there at the end. Yeah.
You know, I'd really like to go to Hawaii. So if you think about it, it had just happened. So then he heard that, from what I gathered last night when it was airing, I think he thought Tia was going to be the Bachelorette. Yeah, because she was saying that her concern was that Colton thought he was going to be the Bachelorette and was disappointed that it was. I think they picked two women that are like the finalists and they have different pools of guys. Like, who do you want? Like, and I think he may have like courted Tia. Because I think we all thought it was going to be Tia because Becca was engaged.
Right.
So it was probably, if Becca hadn't been broken up with on TV, it was probably going to be Tia.
Maybe they'll give her a chance next season.
She'd be good.
Yeah, I'd be interested in that.
She'll definitely go to Paradise.
Yeah.
So apparently, I think he thought Tia was going to be it. He flew her to Colorado, and then it turns out Becca's it. And then he ghosts Tia, apparently. And then he's saying, we just didn't have enough time. It's like, because you broke up with her. Like,
because you went to go do the Bachelorette.
He might be a bad guy.
I just thought the whole speech was lame and, yeah, full of errors that just, to me, that's why I would have started crying.
The grammatical errors.
Yeah, because she was like, oh my God, I'm really worried about like why you're here. But I would be like, oh, you're done. Like, I just can't. I've already done that where I taught someone the difference between went and gone. And like, I can't.
Oh, have you? Yeah. Did you date somebody who said, I can't believe I went here?
No, like I shouldn't have went there. Yeah.
You dated somebody who said that.
And then I taught him how to say gone.
Wow. How did you bring it up?
I was like, that's wrong. You got to say gone. That's not how you use it. And then every time it came up, I would just correct it until it became that he understood which one you're supposed to use. I'm sorry, but that drives me crazy.
No, it's undateable. And what if you were like in a setting where he said it and you're right. Like, oh my God. Like, oh no. I had to teach somebody how to say Ben Affleck.
Well, how are they saying it?
Ben Affleck.
What? What?
It's Casey Affleck. Casey Affleck. Creep with Creepo. Yeah, it's the Affleck.
Oh my God.
Okay, so then. Lincoln. Oh my God, we didn't say this. After he kisses Becca, this quote. Ugh. Kissing Becca is like flying to the moon on the wings of a Pegasus while dancing with unicorns on a pot of gold. That's not what a woman wants to hear.
That sounds like hell. And also, there's no way that kiss was that.
No.
After that obstacle course that you stumbled and your face is fat, like smashed into each other. Like, it wasn't like a romantic kiss built out of a moment. It was like what you won at the end. She was just like waiting.
Oh, my God. She's a good sport about it.
She is, but... God, wait, there was another kiss that was really like weird
okay,
to me.
Okay, she's kissed a lot of them.
Yeah
I'm kind of. And she, sorry, I know we're getting ahead.
Okay, here she's we go, like, here we go.
I know what you're about to say.
So then he keeps talking to the picture. They throw the photo off the balcony. And then she goes and talks to Jean Blanc. And they have a good conversation. I like him. I like Jean Blanc.
I do too.
He's the colonosaur.
I like him too, though.
He's the colonosaur. And he got the rose for the date. And they had a good conversation. And they were cute.
Yeah, I don't really remember that moment. So
I remember thinking I was impressed with him. I thought he was very sweet and genuine. And I thought they had a good connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really remember him.
There you go. Do you want me to pull him up?
I don't really remember
them interacting. That's because
nothing
dramatic happened. It was like a normal conversation.
Yeah. Which is kind of actually what I really want out of the whole show and we'll never get. But like, I really just want to watch them talk to each other and get to know each other and like hear what their opinions are on different things. I don't know. If you're going to marry someone, could be helpful.
You know what? That Connor guy being like, this is not who I am. I was like, bro, that's totally who you are.
You just did that. That's totally you.
Well, how about when Jordan was like, I'm not trying to get attention, but I'm just wearing underwear. I was like, shut up.
Dude, he is. Okay, let's talk about
stuffed. I think he's stuffed.
Oh, my God.
Did it look big?
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but okay, I don't believe.
So I did enjoy Jordan throwing. Banana. Jordan, I enjoy him in that. I feel like last year we got Waboom, who people are so savvy now. There's like, TV's been around for so long. There's so much social. Like, you know, you can get Instagram followers if you go. I feel like this guy probably is here for the wrong reasons, but like while Waboom felt like an actor who had failed and like was doing this to go have this catchphrase or whatever, this guy actually seems mentally ill in a fun way. Yeah. Like, I think he's like legitimately actually off his rocker.
Yeah, he definitely says things that that are just ridiculous. I mean, he had that one moment where he was like, I challenge you, if we took an IQ test,
oh,
I'm positive I would get a score higher than you would expect.
He said like, higher than your average male model. But it's like, higher than your average male.
That's like setting the bar so reasonably.
He
like,
said it's you, like, I would get a score higher than your average male model.
Like, I can't, I would imagine you would say if, to someone that you were trying to intimidate, like, if we took an IQ test, I would be,
yeah,
I would get a
no,
higher score than
no,
you.
No, I'm going to be, like, I'm going to be, I'm not smart enough to think about how high I could go. I just know I'd be smarter than your average male
yeah.
model. Okay, so he goes, so when Lincoln Logg starts crying, Jordan says this, which I really enjoyed. He's the cry guy. He's the first crier.
He's something else. Right now, like, is Lincoln gonna try to get revenge? Is he here for revenge? Is he looking for love? Is he what's really going on?
That's crazy. I mean,
I agree with some of what he said.
I gotta say, that's a great. He's a little bit crazy.
Yeah,
but he's right.
And maybe he's turning on the crazy at certain points to like, really get some attention.
Oh my god, he's incredible.
Do you think the show made her keep him, or do you think she's
yes.
into him?
Oh yeah, oh for sure.
Okay, yeah.
I think he's too.
He's too exciting.
He's too much of a face of professionalism.
Yeah, yeah. You
know? Oh my god, this is a man with cologne. This is a man.
Actually, you know what drove me crazy about them throwing that frame was glass in the pool.
Me too. You're gonna walk there later. You're gonna have glass in your foot. You
Let's
fucking
be honest.
Dummy.
It's probably a fucking plastic.
It probably.
I know. I think they
PA's
did add it.
Like, oh,
you're right.
No.
I think they did add that. With that glass audio was a little too loud. Like, boing boing boing. Like the glass window was a little too sound effects-y.
They went to IKEA and got some. Yeah.
I'm sure it was safe. They're like, they're probably gonna throw this.
Yeah, they knew. You're right. You're right. They knew it was gonna get thrown.
Yeah,
they did know
or
that.
Or smacked down.
And then Jordan said, "She's showing ingenuity."
Yeah,
ingenuity. Dude, I mean,
just slow down and use a word you know is a word.
Anna, what are you marking down?
I'm trying to write it. See if I can say ingenuity.
I tried to write it in my notes, and I was like, I don't even know.
Ingenuity. Okay, so then she has her first date since her engagement got broken off with Blake. I like him.
I like him too.
I loved this date.
I do too.
Can we go to one of these places, by the way?
I would love to go do this activity, but I felt that it should have been the like first episode watching her get ready to do the show. She busts up all this Ari shit and then she's over it.
But for real, where are these? Because I have anger problems and I
it would be fun.
I gotta tell you, it looks so if you're not watching at home, they pull up, they go there and like they take this limo. She's with sweet Blake, another wide mouth, clean cut guy.
He's so cute.
He's adorable and he's sweet. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
So they drive to some like warehouse area and they pull up and there's Chris Harrison with a sledgehammer, which I never need. He never looks manly. And then, so they have to wear like a onesie, like eye mask and a sledgehammer. And they go into this warehouse and it's filled with Ari's race car, like 10 TVs showing her proposal. That was smart. The proposal.
The proposal on the TV moment, I would love to, like, if that were me, I would love to smash that. Like, that
yes.
is. Because like, you're just probably seeing that all the time on TV and
yes.
all these magazines, yeah. like, the, having to live it again and again and
the
again.
The couch that he broke up with. Yeah. I mean, I feel like they actually thought this out well. The couch that she'd gotten broke, that she went and got broken up, gone broken up
Can
on.
You imagine if someone set that up for you with some moment from your life with all these things from your life? It feels so weird.
Well, and to even have the video of it on like 15 screens, like if the car or the couch wasn't going to push the button, there's no way you can see over and over mm-hmm. your happy engagement 15 times. I mean,
although I was watching that going like, this is why America is like so disgusting. Like we're just, we build places to break them. Like,
yeah.
please bring in 20 beautiful TVs so I can smash them because
yes.
I'm mad. It's like a little crazy.
But it was so, I gotta say.
Yeah, Little John being like, hey, welcome.
Oh my God, Little John, like, Little John.
Might I sing you a tune?
Oh my God, do you think he wanted to kill himself? I mean, how much, I also love that he had a bachelor music slide off. He had like one thing that just
like losing street cred by the second.
Oh my god! Like not worth it. Yeah, not worth the what? Not
huge,
worth it.
Little John, huge fan.
I got it. Yeah, I'm sure. They were like, "That's Little John." He's like, "Oh, thank you." Like, yeah, exactly. No idea who's walking in.
Oh my god, I love your work. Who are you wearing? Yeah,
I feel like I need to know the number he was paid in order to accept it as.
I feel it's not enough.
Tweet at us. Tell us what you get.
Yeah, probably not enough. I feel like it's not enough.
No, I'm going to say 50,000, and I still think that's low.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you.
His song being put onto the Bachelor.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, but that date looks so cathartic. I mean, can you imagine having that set up with somebody who fucked like you, like somebody that cheated on you, like whoever, like legitimately got under your skin in a way that you, when you think about them, you're still mad at them.
That'd be so fun.
It'd be so. That was totally. I'm going to say one of the best dates the Bachelor's ever had.
Oh, for sure.
I agree. It was fun to watch too.
It was fun to watch. Yeah. Also, I would go do that with you, Katie.
No, like for real.
I would too. I'm not going to
do that.
Let's find one because I've always wanted to do one.
I'm sure.
And
it's
I just want to like destroy everything.
I would like to do that too.
I wonder how much it costs because you're destroying like things that are.
It's probably not new stuff. Yeah, you probably get to
like
go
old shit.
It's probably like an old. Yeah. Maybe it's like a car that's been in a demo derby
or like a shitty TV or whatever.
Yeah. But it'd still be so satisfying. Be
She looked great in her jumpsuit too.
She looked belted it.
Yeah. Perfectly tailored to her body with like a metal belt, like silver buckle.
It made me like. It reminded me of her humanity. Like I just like her doing that. I did feel like she's been sort of having to be perfect, like, oh, I'm fine. And then you could see her being sort of timid. Oh my god, I'm not really. And like you could see she was beating the shit out of this stuff.
And I mean, god, I would feel so happy to beat the shit out of Ari stuff.
Oh my god, like, me too. Just as a viewer.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
So, oh my god, they should have put some on of Lauren. No, of who is the one?
Lauren,
who he ended up picking.
Oh my god, that would have been fun too. Oh my god,
they should have kept showing the scene when he just goes, I just feel like the longer that we hang out, it's ruining my chances of getting back together.
Yeah, you. Oh, so this engagement is ruining your chances of dating?
And we're hanging out?
You're really
we're
just kind of cock-blocking out? Like, I can't fuck my old girlfriend now that I'm engaged to you. Like, it's ruining the chances. I'm still going to try.
Yeah.
I'm still going to try, but she might say no.
Every day it's getting a little weirder that I want to reach out to her.
And I've had fun hanging out with you.
Yeah, it's been really fun hanging out and planning our wedding.
So then they went on a date, and they did some trauma bonding of like, oh, I got fucked over too. And he lost me a little bit when he said, I read my girlfriend's texts. Like, he did read her phone.
And she was about to dump him. Yeah. And then I thought he was kind of like a bit of a wuss.
Part of me is like,
I did it for a few months and she was going to dump him.
He feels like he's like. He gets nice guy'd a lot, you know?
Yeah. He's like, obviously, that really broke my heart when I saw those texts. Yeah. I was like, shut up.
Like, you read her
grow
phone.
Grow up hair, my
mom. You read her phone.
And I love the friend who's like, you dump him yet?
Yeah, I know. How's it going? How's the breakup? Is he crying? What's going on?
How many tears? I heard he's a real puss. How many times did he? I mean, is he like a boo-hoo? Or is he like, I'm fine. Oh my god,
I feel like I've accidentally been that friend. You texted me a little early.
I know. I whenever I'm gonna do something like that, I'm like either wait until it's for sure time or just check in and be like, what's up?
Yeah.
I was born to be the friend that texts. There's every part of my being is like, oops, my bad, I'm so sorry.
How did the surprise go? It's like, what surprise?
You know, the really good one where your heart gets broken. So then they put, this is what you were referencing, Katie. They go outside and she basically pulls him in for a kiss. She makes him wall kiss her.
Oh, I know. That did look a little bit horny to me, though.
I did feel horny. I felt like it was horny, too.
I was like, it's a horny kiss.
Him. Yeah.
Because you can
forget
the cameras.
She wanted him to be more aggressive. She wanted him to, because Ari was a good wall kisser. Yeah. I think she wanted him to take charge a little more.
Yeah, and I did feel like that was a good setting for a kiss because it's like kind of outside.
And
it feels like you're on a real date for a second.
The hot. Yeah. It was a hot and horny wall kiss.
Yeah, it was.
It was a bone zone.
Can I get...
Yeah, I liked it too. I wanted him to be a little more confident, but I liked it too. But it felt like a real, like she felt desired. Like she was feeling it. Katie.
No, I thought, you know, first of all, she's been a pretty aggressive kisser. Like she's going for it. She's like grabbing them. But that one, it felt very real. It felt like she actually wanted him.
I agree.
Like it kind of reminded me of, it was Caitlin and Nick in the church.
Oh God, they were basically getting it on.
That's like, but with the cranberries.
But also, and they were
that's
they were
too cool.
But they were like good kissers too. Not like Lincoln, who was like, I'm just going so fast and just shoving my tongue.
So I mean, gross. I think Caitlin looks like her. I think she's never been able to. She and Nick had more chemistry than anybody's ever had on that show, and I think she and Sean have never recovered.
Well, I think she's suffering a little bit from fame. I feel that she's changing her looks too much.
Oh my God,
I think she was so cute when she was
on the
show.
She was the cutest bachelor they ever had.
Every add-on a person can get, she's doing. I know. It's a little bit upsetting.
I feel like she was my favorite bachelorette because she was sparkly and could not
and
have been
cuter.
She
had like a real personality. Yeah. She was a dancer. She was like fun.
And I feel like her light is dimming as more stuff is going on. I'm worried about her.
I know. Get your lips down. It's okay.
Yeah, I have to say the lips. I know lips are popular now.
They are. It's really hard. And I think in this bachelor world, it can be very hard to stay true to yourself after you've gotten this like sudden burst of fame. And maybe she really likes it, and that's fine,
but
too.
She was so cute.
But she was so cute before, and that's my opinion.
Agreed.
She can do whatever she wants.
Anna.
She's so thin now.
I know. Yeah. Let's go get tacos.
Teeny. Yeah.
She's teeny.
She's tiny. And she was tiny on the show, because she had such a life force and a vibrancy.
She was so wild.
I want her to be wild.
Did you guys see the ads? With,
oh my God!
Her and,
oh, the Ocean's
Desiree?
Eight. Yes, the Ocean's
Eight. I hate
ads.
That because they were like, okay, I don't know any of the characters' names, and that's why I hated these ads. Because they're like, I guess I'm the Daisy Kripke of the bunch because I'm like, who is that? What are you talking about? No one knows the character names.
Nobody
we haven't seen the film.
The film is not out. I would be Kika McGillicuddy because I like to wear hats with birds on it. Cheers. Bottoms up, rosé all day. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah, and they
let Ashley I in because now she's with Jared.
I know. Like, okay, she's established.
Yeah, I can't.
How did they get Desiree to come out?
I didn't watch Desiree's
season. Baseball poet husband.
I don't wait.
It's like the balls fly in the air. Don't they go up so high?
Wait, what was that? What was
Desiree, the guy she picked?
I didn't watch her season.
He is a poet who writes about baseball.
No, I can't. I can't.
Go look him up.
Are they married?
Josh?
I can't remember who
did
she
did they
picked.
Get married?
No, that's Andy picked
that was
Josh.
Andy. Who? She married
his name,
all blended.
Did
silly.
They actually get married?
I don't know. I think she had a different last name, I want to say.
Baseball
so I do
poet.
Think,
that's a deal breaker.
Let it catch it in your mitt.
I can't.
Get the back
it's not. I'd rather have somebody say went and gone wrong than be a baseball poet.
Yeah. No. That was humiliating.
Oh, Chris Siegfried.
Is that right?
Wait, show me a picture.
I don't know.
I watched it. I can't remember.
If I saw him, I would know.
So then they go, and we're looking this up, they go on a group date. Baseball.
Did you find one?
Is he a baseball poet?
The concept of
oh yeah,
regular.
There's poems online.
Can you imagine? Like that might be. I might rather marry an assassin.
Well, because at that point you're marrying a fourth grader, a boy who writes poems
and
about
somebody
baseball.
Who's like.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
I'm pretty sure
that's him. Although they all kind of look
I know,
like
I
he looks
know.
Like a baseball poet. He looks like he'd love baseball but have a little artsy side.
Yeah, I'm sure he's really fun.
He's really fun. Things are so good. I'm crazy busy, you guys. Things are just so good. I'm crazy busy.
He's writing out another book I'm self-publishing.
I'm just self-publishing. Things are just so good. I'm self-publishing my...
the poems are
It's my Red Sox edition. The Green Wall. Big Monster. Green Monster. Fenway. Fenway.
Yeah.
Ball Franks. Ball Parks, balls in the hole, teabagging, and fantasy suites.
Okay, he has a book called Diamonds and Hearts, a poetic memoir.
Find one poem.
It's on Kindle. Okay, it could be self-published.
Diamonds and Hearts, a poetic memoir?
Yeah.
It's a memoir of poetry?
Yeah.
It's a memoir.
But it's written with poetry and...
it's a poetry memoir already,
okay,
I'm
here's,
out.
Here's one of them. Okay. Observations. To sit and listen... Oh, wait, no, this is not about...
Yeah, it's got to be about baseball.
Bebop.
I can't hear one of the heart ones. Yeah, because it was a mixture of diamond and love poems.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. That's everything about that is like...
Yeah, it's really
it's like a, that's like the opposite of like, ooh, it makes me all like randy.
Yeah, like someone could write a poem that could be like sexually cool to me. Like if it was a really nicely written poem.
Be hard.
But...
I'm not into poetry.
I like poetry.
Do you? Okay.
But that is not going to do it for me. A little too simple.
Anna, did you find one?
I can't find anything about baseball, but these poems are absurd.
A-Rod, too soon, too hard.
Look at, wait, can I see, this is smile. Yeah, one. You smile, I look, you notice, it's great.
No.
What?
Is that the whole poem?
I smile, you look, connection, we've made.
I can't. Wait a minute, it rhymes.
That's
is there exclamation
real.
Points?
That's
wait a minute.
Not real. Oh. Wait, do that again. I need to hear that again.
I smile, you look, connections, connection, we've made.
I can't.
I know it is real, connection I feel. Comes only but once in a while.
I can't.
For you with me is all I can see. Please smile at me for a while.
Okay, it rhymes. It rhymes.
I, no
it
joke,
rhymes.
Read my 2-year-old nephew a book that was that said exactly that the
that
other day.
It rhymes.
The worst
that's not
poem I've ever heard. I actually wrote better poems in middle school.
It sounds like a children's book.
Yeah, it's bad.
You can't write that and then post that anywhere.
No.
It can't even be like a joke. Like it's just, it's really
it'd
bad.
You should just write children's book and write like that.
You smile, Anna, I smile.
Anna,
great.
What did you find?
It's just more. It's just more absurd
we need
crap.
One more.
We need one more, please.
Okay. Where did this one go? This one's hesitation no more.
I can't.
I step out of the limo. You, standing there beautiful in that dress.
No!
I lost my breath for that moment, then thought getting down on one knee would be best.
No, it's about The Bachelor. I
dear
can't.
God. This just, like, literally made me have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my God. That is the worst. Oh,
wait,
my God.
This one. For my feelings for you were building and real. The skeptic in me to be found nowhere.
Wow.
Just... That's not a poem,
my
man.
That's not a poem. That's not
you
a poem.
You are not done writing it.
Katie, do you want us to hold for you? Or do you want... Okay. So then they go... That's the worst poem I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, boy.
That's... So then they go on a group date and they do dodgeball. And those kid actors, those fuck, can we say, Lauren?
Yeah. All you gotta do is hit with all your might. I was like, get out of here. I can't. Precocious children
I can't.
Are a bit of a bummer. I do fear that one day I will have a child actor baby. That
no,
will be
you
like,
can't. You wouldn't do
like,
that.
I've got to perform, mommy.
You, know? You wouldn't let him get headshots and go on The Bachelor. You wouldn't
no,
let him
no,
go
no.
The
I
Bachelor.
Would not let them do The Bachelor. They have to only do legit jobs.
Would you actually let them child act?
I don't want to, but I'm saying if they were
I couldn't.
Good and like
couldn't.
Really, it's hard in LA though because they'd have classmates who are doing it.
I couldn't.
I know, I know.
You can't.
No,
you
I
can't.
Think you're right. I think the answer is just.
You cannot have a baby and get a headshot.
No, not a baby, but like if they were like 9 and they were like, I love this.
No, you
yeah.
can't.
Okay,
you can't.
You're right. I just
you know what? Make
them
wait. Make them resent you, and then they can like kill it when they're 17.
Yeah, 17 is good. That's
17.
Good, yeah.
And then it'll be a whole other ball of wax, but I'm not going to let you have a kid act.
Yeah, I think you're right. But my fear when I was watching and criticizing was this will happen to me.
Oh, for sure. That's what I want. I would have been so, had I been inappropriately watching this as a child, I would have been bright green with envy of those kids.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How do I get on The Bachelor? I need to get on. This needs to be me. But, why is this not me?
Yeah, I don't know. It's scary. Then that whole game, I was just like, I don't know. I had a hard time.
I want to say dodgeball is kind of fun.
Dodgeball is a fun game.
And I did, even though I enjoyed Leo in it. Leo,
yeah.
We learned something fun about Leo this week, again, because people send me things. Leo, here's a fun fact. Here's your Lincoln log of Leo. Mm-hmm. Leo, as he's a stuntman. He has 2 IMDb credits. One of them, he was in a porn, and he got stabbed last year in the porn. And then he has another IMDb credit called, and I'm going to guess this is also a porn. He has another IMDb credit called Come Under My Umbrella.
I watched the trailer for the stabby one
because
I was curious. I went on YouTube. Yeah. Very easy to find. Also, when I Googled it, the full movie came up and I was like, okay.
What did you see?
Well, I watched the trailer and it looked so low budge. He's in it for like a second.
Okay.
But like, it's apparently about a girl who like hooks up with dudes and then stabs them.
We're talking about the Leo porn thing. So
a lot of plot holes, it feels like.
And then we found out his real name is
Leandro.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Leonardo so or Leo?
Or maybe that's his like porn name.
It's Leandro.
I don't think porn credits should be on IMDb.
That's what surprised me. I was surprised they actually
there
got
should
a
be
credit.
Porn IMDb.
I feel like there should be.
There probably is.
Porn DB.
Well, maybe it's only soft. Like it's not like an actual.
Yes, so it's like
porn.
More of a movie.
It's like a
than skin-a-mat. Like a porn video.
So it's like a skin-a-mat, like a Red Shoe Diary.
Yeah, I don't know that one, but I'll have to check it out.
Red Shoe Diary was a series that was on, which David Duchovny, I think, did a bunch of. That guy's a horny guy.
He
loves to fuck.
He,
like,
he loves. He is DTF. D to the T to the oof. He will kiss you against a wall. He will kiss you against a wall anywhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so then they... I have to say the dodgeball game looked kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was fun. I think, like...
Willard, they dusted off again.
Why is he back?
Again.
Like, I was like, dog show made sense.
Dog show made sense.
Dodgeball, not seeing the connection. They probably tried to get Ben Stiller or something and like couldn't.
Yes,
and
you're right. You're right. That's absolutely right.
And Fred Willard was like, I'm just jerking off in a movie theater. I can't forget that.
I know. Yeah. I did think it's
once
first
these
thing.
Things happen, I cannot forget.
You know what? But I feel like that's a gentlemanly way to jerk off. He didn't want to jerk off at home near his wife. And so
maybe he couldn't figure out how to do it on the computer.
He didn't know how to do it on the computer. So it's the gentlemanly way to do it. So he went to the public.
I agree. My feeling on that is,
I know. Well, let people jerk off at movie theater, at porn movie
I do
theater.
Think at a porn movie theater, that's
Go
what's
for
happening.
It. Go for it.
Don't tell us who did it.
I don't need to know.
They're not touching you. They're not doing anything. It's like they're watching.
Yeah, they didn't do anything.
Yeah, it's a film dedicated, a theater dedicated to porn. It's
they're
like,
just jerking off at a movie theater.
I don't want to know, my man.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I didn't want to know that.
Now I think of him as a sexual creature, which is not what I needed.
Nobody does because he's so sweet. Yeah. Nobody needs to know that. So then they give out a statue with balls on it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I did enjoy this statement by one of the guys who later got cut. Boy, Becca's got her this is Alex. Becca has her shit together. I don't know, normally go after girls with their shit together. I enjoyed that.
That was weird. Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was a really good quote.
Yeah.
That was one of the most
I think
truthful
like,
things ever said.
I agree
to
with you.
Junkies.
Yeah, I actually felt like and I looked at her and thought, she does have her shit together.
Yeah, and it didn't feel like it was something that was like being plugged into their ear.
No, it felt really real.
Yeah.
Like, it was his honest reaction of her outfit showing up. He's like, she is on. He knew that he was like, she was out of his league.
Yeah.
You could tell that. So then Willis, your friend. So Anna went to college with Willis.
That's my dream to know somebody on one of these shows.
I know. It really blew my mind.
He's actually playing it really well. He's got a great voice.
That's actually what I remember. I remember he was really chill. He was always the cool guy at the coffee house.
He had I loved his sort of lady jacket, lady bomber.
I would wear that so hard.
It was a
I'm trying to picture him.
He had on like the cool Asian bomber, right? It was like, it had the cool print.
Yeah,
Like blue eyes, right?
I just remembered, what's his name? Rob said he looked like Sideshow Bob.
Well, because he's kind of got the hair. Yeah,
yeah, he's just got like
the shaved sides and then goes up.
Okay, I don't even know if I remember this person.
He is a cute African-American gentleman with a satin bomber.
Oh, he had the Harry Potter tattoo?
He had the Harry Potter.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember that one.
Okay, so he's doing, I felt like he had a very sort of
authentic interaction with her.
He's
going to go far because he's very chill.
He has a nice way about him.
Yeah.
She really liked him, I think.
Does he have a good personality?
I mean, he always just seemed chill.
He just
We worked
like,
in the same place,
sailing.
And he was just always like, chilling.
Mm-hmm. So chilling. he's being himself. He's the guy you know.
I think so, yeah.
That's cool.
He's very just low key and does his own thing. I was actually surprised to see he was on the show because I was like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
he doesn't appear to be like trying overly hard.
No.
Which I like. And I think that can work very well.
Oh my God. If you were on this show, don't you feel like you'd be just immediately like bye.
Immediately.
So many people.
Like, it would turn into the show next.
Yeah.
You know? Be like, next.
You'd be down to one next. In the first episode. I like, I guess I'm marrying you.
Yeah, how about the ad for the proposal?
That is, I hadn't talked to you about that. Oh my God.
Tell me everything.
No, I'm just so curious.
By the way, they had Kristen the virgin who ate the scallops was one of the people, I think, on the ads, wasn't she? I felt like I saw scallop virgin.
She really wants to get married so she can have sex.
Oh,
she is like waiting for marriage?
Yeah.
Is she?
I think, yeah, she was. Like, yeah, she was waiting because she's like Christian. Remember, we hung out with her in Nashville and I had to sit next to her for a while and our conversation was.
She had just quit her job because she wanted
to
network.
Focus on networking.
She wanted to focus on networking.
And I was like, okay, I think I have to go to the bathroom.
I want to quit my job so I can focus on networking. I don't even know what that means.
I want to quit my job so I can focus on networking was said to Anna's face. And Anna had to keep her face neutral.
You're like, well, you're losing contact right now. I'm going to leave.
You shouldn't say that out loud. You shouldn't say that out loud.
Just talk to people.
Yeah.
The proposal, I was shooting at Warner Brothers and there were dressing rooms for the proposal. And I was like, what's this? I need to know.
Oh, my God.
So I've known about it since before they started airing ads, but I have had no information.
We need to watch it.
It's very, do they get married in the one episode? They marry off people?
They better. I don't care. Set,
so the person is behind a wall or something? There's like
so it's like the voice. It's like the voice of proposals.
But then they show people like in their bathing suits.
That is like a pageant meets the voice with no singing talent with like the corpse of Neil Lane.
I have no idea.
But then it says like a secret admirer. So it's like one of the people, someone she knows, the person knows like from their life.
Oh my God. The whole thing is.
We're going to watch it. Guys.
Of course, we're going to watch it. Obviously. Rob said he would watch it. Rob agreed to watch it.
I cannot wait.
We'll put, oh my God. I can't
wait.
June
18th?
Yeah, it's like we're right in.
After. Oh my God. It's coming up.
Coming at you guys. Oh my God. Things are so good. We're going to be crazy busy soon. Yeah, just crazy. I'm just crazy busy. Things are just so good.
I just have so much going on. All my nights are full.
I know. Things are so good. I'm watching the proposal. I'm crying. I'm stenciling.
Pineapples on pillow.
I'm doing pencils, pineapple stencils. Crying. So then Willis. What I liked about himself.
Wait, Wills or Willis?
Wills.
I think it's Wills, but for some reason in college I thought it was Will the whole time.
Okay, so Wills. He said that kissing her, he kissed her. He said it was sultry, which is.
They had a good kiss.
They did have a good kiss. That was the best kiss on there.
I think Blake's kiss was better. So.
Yeah.
Well, because they had more
chemistry.
Yeah. But no, Will's looked like a good kisser. Like,
agreed.
He wasn't overbearing.
I like that he said, I didn't think of myself as a front runner, but now I think I'm in the game. He was honest about his own assessment.
Well, it's true because he was always to the side a lot of the time.
He was honest about his assessment.
Because,
Jordan I like his strategy, guys.
Yeah.
Things are so good for him.
I'm into it.
So then we have. Colton goes and talks to her, and he's like, we just didn't have time to turn the spark to a flame. It happened in January.
He was like, it wasn't right then, a.k.a. she wasn't the Bachelorette, and I really conveniently needed to be on
TV. And that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. That's what it felt like.
My question is,
yes, Katie.
Said, we spent a weekend together.
Yeah.
Where? Like, together? Like, in, like, a cabin somewhere?
I think he brought her, I think, in Colorado.
Well, and how does that not imply sex?
Exactly.
Like, we all thought that.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to spend a weekend with this person, but we're not going to fuck?
I love Katie.
Maybe he's born again after every hookup.
Yeah. What is the point of living?
Well,
Thank you so much. I love it.
Two hot people are going to meet up at a cabin and you don't fuck. You're not talking about anything interesting. We've seen them all. Try to hold a conversation.
My friend and I were saying, though, like, if he, like, really didn't know how to have sex, you could just be like, oh, this is how it works. So you have to go down on the girl every time.
Right,
and then you only do this position, and this is how sex works.
Maybe he's never done anything, though.
I don't either. I don't buy it.
Done everything but.
Yeah.
Maybe he's done the butt.
He finds loophole.
Yeah, there he goes.
Maybe he's just born again every time.
Yeah, guys, I just got born again.
I swear.
I did appreciate that he like came up to her and did breach it very quickly. I thought that was good on his part. But I would like to know the whole story. And I guess we'll see what happens with Tia.
I like that Tia is getting flown in.
I thought that was so dark of the show to be like,
they knew. They were like, and you're fucked.
Okay. Yeah.
But we know he sticks around.
Yes. Yeah. So maybe
you saw him at some place. Okay.
Yeah.
Because he says,
and
like,
he says, I love you.
Yeah.
And then he talks about being worried about the fantasy suites because he's a virgin. That's how we learned he was a virgin.
I didn't see this trailer.
You didn't watch
maybe it cut off or something.
Oh my God! It's always the best part. It's coming up for the whole season.
Yeah. I should probably add an extra 5 minutes.
You really need to. Things are just so good for you.
I know. I have an extra 5 to catch up on with the what's coming up next week.
I know you're crazy busy. You might have an extra.
Things are so crazy right now. I have to watch the trailer.
They didn't. They have to watch the trailer. Have to cry. They didn't. They that crying jag in Calabasas isn't going to take care of itself, guys. They didn't have any like little tags on at the end of the episode this time.
Like,
they didn't have, which was they usually do. So
they
then
they
have,
didn't they?
I don't think so.
Wait, we haven't even gotten to Jordan yet.
Okay, we're there. Okay, we're not there yet. So then Clay. Oh, so then she's all upset. She's getting ready for the cocktail party. She's putting her like gown on, and she has her heels on the corner of her bed. Like they're like clearly they were like sponsored. The heels were like on.
I did not notice.
The heels are like on a bedpost. Yeah. So it's like if it was like a four poster bed, her heels were like right here, like
so
not on the floor, but
dumb.
Like up on
what kind
the.
Of heel, what kind of shoes?
They were like
Neil
rose
Lane.
Gold. Neil Lane footwear.
Neil Lane.
Santana. When I was on Med TV, I only wore Santana footwear, like Carlos Santana footwear. He made a chunky wedge that they loved.
They just loved it on you.
They loved me in a chunky Carlos Santana wedge.
That's
he makes this. Anyway,
so weird of him.
Yeah, it's so weird. They were comfy.
Sure.
Okay,
gotta
so
play guitar
he's
and
from my
those
hometown.
Things.
Because he loves a chunky wedge.
He's like,
it's his chunky wedge. He likes.
And it's the greatest world ever.
Oh, all else forget about it. Okay.
Chunky wedge about
Johnny Pemberton. When Johnny Pemberton does the beginning of that song, remember when he did
Yeah.
He did it like 10 times and he, oh God. All rolls fun, get out of That's, oh God, that's the worst song. So then Clay brings her outside and he teaches her how to do the celebration dance in the end zone. It was.
No, it was so pathetic. And then the
it
kiss they had was so like,
oh.
So he's like, at the end, our heads have to touch with the helmet. So I guess we'll just get really close. And she's like, okay. And then like, then it came to the end and then like, they just both went like, or cursing. Like, it was like this
so
weird,
hard.
Like big motion from afar where they're like, because they knew that's what was going to happen.
Yeah.
But it
was hard.
It was really weird.
It was hard.
It felt like a high school play.
I would have loved it if he's like, and then at the end, I make out with my roommates. my teammates. I make
we
out with my teammates.
We always do it. That's just
go
what it
Vikings.
Is.
He goes,
go
okay,
Vikings.
We first do the floss dance, and then we do the high five, and then we got real, real close. like friends, like teammates do. We put helmet to helmet, mouth to mouth. Oh,
it was so awful.
It was hard to watch.
Yeah.
I was like screaming and covering
it's
my
so,
eyes.
He's so like bland, even though he's like the nicest.
I know.
He's
he just
so
can't
nice.
Get an interesting word out. It's
genuinity
like no
guy.
Inflection. He's just like, so first we do this. It's just like, it's so crazy.
He's so sweet. And you're like, how did you get. How are you on? You're too sweet and delicate for this show. You're too nice to be on the show.
Yeah, he's like a little Forrest Gumpy kind of guy.
That's the thing is, anytime there's a football player, I'm just like being like, well, I guess CTE is inevitable.
So you've lost a lot of important parts. It's okay.
It's okay.
Good at something.
Oh my God, he's so sweet with his grandparents. Oh my God, he's so sweet.
I feel bad.
So then he goes. So then here we go. Here we go. Jordan.
Oh, man.
These guys tonight, they haven't seen a pair of brass balls like this. Tic-tac, let's make it rock. And then Jordan peels down his maroon briefs and loafers.
And also,
yeah,
like,
he kept his fucking loafers.
I don't feel like I'm that critical of their bodies. I don't really think about that. I think
no,
it's kind of weird. But he's so...
Vain.
So vain and so obsessed with himself, and then he talks about how hot he is all the time, that it's like, if you take off your clothes after saying that a million fucking times, you better be ripped. All these guys are ripped.
These guys
You're
are crazy.
You're a male model.
Yeah.
But he's just got like this normal body. He's not good or bad. It's just whatever.
No.
But I'm like, you cannot say how hot you are constantly and then be like, I'm just a guy.
Weird. Doesn't he feel like Haley Joel Osment with a spray tan?
Yes. That's an interesting connection.
He feels like a child star, a former child star.
Yeah.
Like he could have been like the kid from, I don't know, like Home Improvement or whatever. Then
he
got a spray tan and now he's in boxer briefs.
He has the thing about him where he's like, he was a child actor and that he's kind of like smushed. Like he's like, seems like smaller than you expect. Like his head's a lot bigger than you expect. Like there's a lot of like actors like that where you meet them and then like, well, I guess all actors have like huge heads or something.
I mean, he was so crazy that he thought, clearly he's letting them produce him or whatever, but like, he was not embarrassed. He was confident in this move in a way that he was going to show his, I'm multidimensional. I'm not just some guy with hair.
That's the thing. It's like, I want to show her that I'm not vain by going over there in no clothes.
I know. I was like, how does that do with anything? And then he didn't say anything to her.
I'm sorry that this is so not a good audio, but this I recorded this because it was like 3 in the morning by the time I was watching. I couldn't write down all of this madness. So I'm sorry this is going to sound bad, but it made me so happy.
That's a big passion for me, is having a mini me that you call Jordy.
Or Jordy.
What are you talking
JoJo.
About?
Like, what?
I love the line where he's like, I know you always think of me as just James Bond. Which is just like,
oh my God, it's like nobody thinks
she's
of
like,
you.
Yeah, that's okay. How I think of you.
Barely talk.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I don't think of you, but yeah, that's great.
I loved the chicken try, and I love they also call him like investment banker / chicken or whatever.
He's shockingly boring out of the chicken suit. I was like,
oh my God.
And then he had an American flag pin. I was like, out, go.
And they keep having like
an American flag.
Yeah.
Wait, what? He had what?
An American flag pin on his blazer or whatever.
He did?
And I was like,
this episode?
You gotta, yeah. Went
he had
at the
an
rose
American
ceremony.
Flag pin on his blazer?
Yeah.
Because there was another dude on the like opening night, the first night that had one too. It couldn't
okay,
have
now
been the chicken.
I don't want to mix them up. So maybe it's possible I'm wrong, but I think it was the same person.
So there might be two dudes. Wow.
Yeah.
That'd
so isn't it weird how like we don't like that's a bad sign for
I
someone?
Know. Now it's like,
yeah,
who'd you vote
yeah,
for?
Yeah, like why do you like America so much right now, man? Yeah. Like what?
Why is that your pin? Why are you wearing a pin? Let's mm-hmm. just start with that. Any
yeah,
pin?
First off, you don't even flare.
Yeah, why do you have a brooch? Yeah, flare. What's your brooch? Your brooch.
Yeah.
Like I don't need a brooch on a man.
No.
So he goes, so then the chicken was trying to interact with him. He was like, do you think it was disrespectful? He's like, no, I'm the first person to walk around with briefs. And he goes, are you more than a male model? Are you more than, and then his reply is, are you more than a human being? Which was amazing.
Yeah.
And then he goes, you are in the wrong. And he goes, are you still talking to me? And then he goes, David, if we can take an IQ test, I'm pretty sure I would pass a little higher than your average male model would. Amazing.
Yeah, it's like, I guess I believe that. Sure.
And I hope she could see his ingenuine sign. And then he goes, it's called ingenuinity. Oh my God. I just...
Learn words.
I mean, it's like, these people are so confident.
Yeah.
I feel like I misuse words from time to time. But I'm very self-conscious of it. I'll be like, oh, I don't even know if I said that right or something. It feels like they do not... think again after they speak. It all just comes out and they're like, yeah, that's what it's done.
That's what the word is.
And my roommate was watching with me and he doesn't really watch and he turned to me and goes, wow, beautiful people can be really stupid.
That's the thing. I was like, there's something really wrong with our public education system in America. Dude.
A lot of the guys she kicked off were like not exceedingly attractive, but they were like normal guy hot.
Yeah.
And I was like, those are the people you need to let stay because they've developed a personality and they will have something to say to you. But you didn't give them a chance because they don't have a six pack or something. I hate that.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Lincoln's body is so overly, it's so insane. Like in the tight
you have
cardigan
to be strong
sweater.
To squat, you know?
Oh my God, you need a quad.
Yeah, when you don't have a toilet.
People keep,
that's true. That is a yoga move.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, people keep tweeting me that they say they have the photos and they
Reality
email me.
Reality Steve has the photos.
I need someone to send me the photo. I'm not even, I do believe
screenshot.
That I need a screen grab. I need to see it. I will not post it. I promise you I will not. You can like, I will come stencil your house for you if I post it. You don't want that. But watching this episode, I was like, I believe that it's real.
Oh, yeah, it's real.
Too specific of a rumor to go around if you're not a shit nester.
Also, who cries like that, you know?
Guys that shit on bathroom floors. Mm-hmm. He's crazy enough to cry and then throw it away. The whole thing is
bonkers. Because I bet if it comes up, he'll be like, see, they're bullying me.
It won't come up. Brendan texted his friend who was the PA who said he wasn't aware of it, but I think he flushes it. Like, he wouldn't have seen it.
Well, the thing is, if it's not a stall and you have, like, a private moment in the bathroom, you can get away with it.
Yeah.
He does it on the floor in the bathroom.
He does it on the floor in the group bathroom at Oracle, allegedly.
Just to fuck with everyone?
I think because he is a crazy person. So I'm going to say, and people, I'm going to say that he is the crystal.
Yes.
He's crystal. And okay, overall, Lauren, thank you. Who do you want to win?
At this point, I don't have a choice. I don't have a
wall kisser. You don't think wall kisser?
Yeah, that's my best bet, but I'm not able to make a bet at this time.
Who do you want to win now, Katie?
I like Blake. I mean, yeah, I like Colton kisser. Still. I really like him. I think he's hot. I like his dog. And maybe he'll like, you know, maybe I'm not like being no. like he's a dick. Like right. I want to hear a story. I want to hear what happens with Tia.
Agreed. I agreed.
I want to see them make out a little bit.
Me too.
But right now, I really like Blake. I think he just seems like a really nice guy.
Me
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Anna, who do you want?
I mean, I'm leaning towards Blake, but Blake seems like too, like, he feels young for
it's
some
like,
reason.
It's like, almost too
is
obvious.
He on our yeah. choices? You and I had like the same choices.
I don't even
Do you remember that I came on your podcast and said Becca was going to be one of the final two after like the first or second episode?
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. And I didn't agree.
And I was like, she's normal. He's going to like that. And then he thought he did too.
Who do you think is going to win?
Of what, this season?
Yeah.
I feel like... I think it could be someone like, I think Blake could get to the final two and then get heartbroken by her when yeah. she chooses someone a little less
nice. All right, will you help us choose a tweet of the week?
Yes.
I am the worst reader at them, so okay. I don't want to just forgive me. Please laugh and be kind. We weren't laughing enough and people got upset on Twitter. We were too harsh last week. All right, we have La Familia Green. I'm not going to lie. Jordan is one bouncy castle away from being the new Corinne.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's factual.
That is factual.
Yeah.
That is a
that's
good
just fact.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. That is
yeah,
a
we're
good.
Like, you're correct.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Look what a screen grab of somebody
oh my
sent
God.
Me. It's called Ingenuinity. Somebody.
Did you also see someone tweet at us that Blake looks like a young Sean Penn?
Yeah.
That like ruined it for me. I was like, oh boy.
Okay. But it didn't ruin it for me.
Flathead.
You mean Arden's best friend?
Yeah, my best friend. My BF from Friends. That's when we bonded. Sarah Elizabeth at Mama Bird. Sarah, who knew the shit nester would also be a shit stirrer?
Mm. Ooh,
that's
I like that.
That's a pretty
that.
Good one.
Yeah.
Okay, Cheyenne Constan, who has a lot of funny ones. Cheyenne, I enjoy your tweet. She's at Trixie Firecracker. This picture drama is so stupid in seventh grade. I miss the drama of Chad eating meat and working out. True story.
The constant meat shoveling.
The Chad before Chad got actually like homicide, like he was going to kill somebody.
Yeah, he was scary.
He was actually, but there were in the beginning with the meat, he was fun.
Oh, yeah. It was hilarious.
Yeah, he was just
and
like
the working
an entertaining
out all
guy.
The time.
Yeah,
we have Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Either Neil Lane has some massive fingers, or he misheard the producers when they said they needed some cake rings for this episode. Oh my God, this is also a Seth Vatt. It's just a looks like somebody just built a nest. For two, because they're like,
oh,
they're the shit.
Sure. Oh my God.
Okay.
Could you imagine? He's like, join me.
Okay. Oh my God. We also didn't touch on the fact that Jordan gave her advice, which was like, first you put your pantyhose on and then you put your confidence on.
It made me
on.
Feel so weird when he talked about her pantyhose. I was like, if some guy ever said,
pantyhose.
When you put your pantyhose on, I don't know what you are saying to me. It makes me feel really weird.
Yeah. Pantyhose.
But it's like, then
first
put your
all,
psychopath
I don't
on.
Wear pantyhose.
Put on your hose.
Yeah it's like, not 1950.
All right. And here's our last. Last one, Sarah the Brown at Sarah the Brown. Also, if Jordan was really into fashion, he would have paired a classy robe with his underwear rather than a blanket cape.
Yeah.
What if he didn't have a
he should have had a robe. It could have made it kind of a cool look.
I know.
Also, speaking of fashion, I hated Colton's fucking outfit on that.
The
look.
Plaid?
Yeah.
Very,
with the fucking
very
white t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Wait, but how about when like Jordan that. Did a little modeling move in his tux?
Oh, my God. It was amazing. Was like, it was amazing.
Is that what you do at the mall in Florida?
I'm going to do... All right. I'm going to bring it down to two. Sarah Elizabeth at Mama Bird Sarah, who knew the shit nester would be a shit stirrer?
That's a lot. My top choice.
Or what do we think? Cape. I like the cape.
Oh, I like the ring one.
Okay. Yeah. Or Seth Vatt. Either Neil Lang has some massive fingers or he misheard the producers when they said they needed some cake rings for this episode. Cake rings or shit nest shit stirrer?
I'm partial to shit stirrer.
I like shit stirrer too.
Shit stirrer.
All right. You win. We have Sarah Elizabeth, who knew the shit nester would also be a shit stirrer. Congratulations. Email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Send like us on Facebook and iTunes. Don't forget about our Patreon episodes. We have one coming up next week. It's going to be with Amy Kaufman, who wrote the book. What is the book called? Bachelor Nation.
Right? Yeah, and then the Secrets of Bachelor Nation.
I forget the whole rest of the Nation.
That sounds great.
I think Brian Safi is going to watch the 6-episode first season ever of The Bachelor with us. We got our hands on it.
That was fun.
I watched the first episode already.
What year was it?
It looks.
I think it's like 1999. Right?
I don't know if it is. I think it's 2000.
Yeah. They all have like the
Rachel
haircut. They all wear the Rachel haircut.
God, I would love to rewatch that.
Do you want to watch it with us? Oh, we can send it to you. It's 6 episodes.
Can I rewatch it too?
Yeah. Let's watch it.
2 hours?
No, they're 42 minutes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Send it.
Okay, let's do it. Come do it with Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Come do it with Brian.
Okay. Arden, I watched it live. When I was in high school and I watched it with my mom.
I've never seen
it. Yeah, I watched it at the time as well.
I knew the guy. What? I bet we could get him on at this the end. Alex.
Oh, my God.
I bet we could get him on.
How old are they so far?
It wasn't Firestone, was it?
No, that was Andrew Firestone.
They were all like... Okay, yeah. 23 to...
Okay, oh, it was the guy with the curly hair?
Dark hair. He's got, like, his
Bob
name is Guinea.
Alex. Okay, wait, I'm mixing them all up.
Bob Guinea.
I'm going to send it to you guys. We're going to watch it. It's, like, 6 episodes. They're 42 minutes each.
Okay.
Chris Harrison looks like a youth pastor.
Yeah.
The girls all wear black blazers and have the Rachel haircut.
And they all have the thinnest eyebrows.
Awesome. And it also... And it also,
it's
like...
so cool.
And also, it looks like it was shot on, like... your dad's like Betamax camera.
Yeah.
Like it's like the production value is
so
terrible.
I know, it's like standard definition, but like less than standard definition.
I want to give a shout out.
Picture in picture.
Email, this is from rosepodcast@gmail.com. Katie McDonald, she emailed us. It was such a joy to join you all on stage in Austin. You're all hilarious and amazing. Thank you for making me feel welcome and special. I gave Becca mad props after the first episode for trusting her gut and sending two douchey guys home on the first night. However, I think the guy who threw the douche under the bus should have also gone home, in my humble opinion. And then she also said, all of my friends are encouraging me to apply for The Bachelor next season. Ooh. I have to admit, it's super tempting. We will see. I think you should do it, Katie.
Do it.
Do it. And then come on and tell us everything.
Oh, my God.
Do it.
Make it as far as you can.
Yeah, you have to.
She's so cute. She was the girl.
Yes, I remember.
She's adorable.
I think it is your duty.
yes.
Like,
she's got to do it.
Look, we'd all do it if we could.
I would. I have dreams about doing it.
But we can't.
I know,
so
I can't.
You gotta do it.
There's so many reasons I can't,
You can't ruin your acting career.
First of all, I'm way too old for it.
Well, whatever.
But I can play 35.
They do only want you to be like 22.
Exactly.
Dude, everyone on this season is really young.
Yeah.
I was noticing that. Like, most of them are under 27.
Yeah, and that's also what's disturbing. I'm like, no 25-year-old guy is really trying to get married to this girl. He doesn't even know.
They also have the face of like 45-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, Garrett supposedly is 29, but we know he's really like 42.
Are you guys so excited to watch Bachelor season 1?
Yeah.
I watched Andrew Firestone and Jen Schaaf, and I also watched the dark-haired lady who just like.
Not Trista.
Tall, long.
Yeah.
Tall, kind of like short.
Yeah.
Trista's
yeah.
blonde.
She was, I know exactly. Oh. You remember who that is?
And then she drank. She struggled with alcohol after.
What was her name?
Oh, wow.
I can't remember her name.
I love the idea of watching looking at the fashion of it.
Apparently, so we watched the beginning of the first episode. They're all in like, everything's black, and there's like black blazers. Like blazers.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
There's also like the women who are just like, look, I work at Hooters.
Yeah,
yeah, because they were like anything goes.
Yeah, there was awesome. No rules.
It was actually like normal folk.
Though. Yeah,
yeah. It's not like I'm a Venmo participant.
But it's so early on
even
that like
she made out with that guy. By the way,
I know, but I was kind of like he's got money.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. She did make out with him. I forgot about the Venmo.
I was like, he hasn't said one word, and you just made out.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, I was just saying like it was so early on that like one of the girls was like she was Asian. She's like, yeah, I'm like really different looking compared to all these other girls, and it's like because it's like early. 2000s, so that's like real diverse.
All white people.
Oh my
that's
god,
like super diverse.
Oh my god, Lauren, do you have anything you want to promote before we set you free?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lauren Lapkus, and I have a few podcasts. But you should
they're so good.
Raised by TV, which you can get for free on Earwolf.com or iTunes anywhere. There's another one called Raised by TV, so make sure you got the one with me and Gabrus talking on it. And the other show is called Freedom. It's on Stitcher Premium. I post about it all the time. My Instagram. You can get a free code.
It's you and Paul Tompkins and Scott Aukerman.
It's Paul Tompkins, Scott Aukerman, and me talking about our lives, telling stories, just hanging out. It's really fun.
You are such a delight. I think you're so funny. I think you're such a good podcast host and guest.
Thank you. I think the same about you.
Oh my God. Friendship. Let's have our Cone Club tomorrow night. Katie, what is that charity that I tweeted to you about yesterday that we love?
Hope for Paws.
Hope for Paws is the best. You support. Yes. We don't abuse animals, you guys.
Go on YouTube and watch their rescue videos.
Anna, what do you want to promote, honey?
They're great, though. Happy endings. Happy endings.
Just my show, Ethnically Ambiguous, if you like Middle Eastern politics. I always feel crazy promoting that.
On this.
Also, if you love the Middle East, you're going to love my
show. If you live in LA and you're able to foster a dog right now, a lot of the shelters are full. So either go adopt a dog or a cat or foster them or just help out.
I am going to be doing stand-up July 14th, for the first time ever in Wisconsin. I will be at Bonkers Comedy at Powhatomie Hotel and Casino in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
No, you won't.
I'm going to Bonkers Comedy.
Why did they change the name?
Powhatomie Hotel and Casino, July 14th. That's actually happening.
Get to the show, everyone. Get to the show, guys. You have to see it.
All right, everybody. I just shut it down, the music. It's now going to take 20 seconds to get back up. And in conclusion, I held you longer because you said I could. I would have respected your boundaries.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Everybody, this was fun.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.